Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Please pray with me. O Lord, we praise you that you have created us for freedom in your creation, that you have recreated us for freedom under your gospel, that you enable us to keep your law in freedom and in love. We confess to you that we often neglect our rights, we often abuse our privileges, we often avoid our obligations. Keep us from selfishness that stifles freedom, from narrow-mindedness that limits freedom, from hatred that destroys freedom. Enable men everywhere to live under free government, to hear the freedom of your gospel, to know true freedom in Jesus Christ our Lord, in whose name we ask it. Amen. As you celebrated our many freedoms as Americans yesterday, I hope that you also thought of the freedom that is yours in Jesus Christ. Paul writes to the Galatians, "For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery." You see, we are not set free so that we can go on sinning. We are not set free to continue living only for ourselves, not set free to live contrary to God's commandments or to our Savior's words of life. But we are set free to serve others, set free to love our neighbor as we love ourselves, set free to speak the truth in love, even in a world that hates hearing the truth. Set free to share the blessings God has given us with others. Set free to use the talents that He has given us in service to His holy word. So many other religions, so many other Christian churches even, teach that you must work to become a different and better person before God will love you, before you can be saved. That is not what Scripture teaches. That is not what Jesus teaches. That is not what Paul or any of the apostles preach. The free gift is not like the trespass. While we were still sinners, while we were still God's enemies, He came and He gave His life to save us. That doesn't sound like work harder. That sounds like grace. He has done everything necessary to save you. Paul talks about this struggle as he writes to the Romans, especially in this seventh chapter, a portion of which you heard as the epistle lesson. Those who try to save themselves, who think that they can work off their sins, who think that that's even a possibility, to think that they have to make atonement for themselves, they are the ones that carry an incredibly heavy burden. In fact, they carry an impossible burden because they cannot save themselves. They cannot justify themselves. They cannot pay the price for their sins. How helpless those caught in this cycle must feel. Sin, remorse, self-justification. I'll do better. And then sin again. There is no hope. No matter how hard they try, they just can't stop sinning. They must confess regularly with Paul, at least if they're honest. The good that I want to do, that is not what I do. But the evil that I do not want to do, that is what I keep on doing. Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? And how we answer that question, who will deliver me from this body of death, reveals whether we are really a Christian or not. If the answer is, I will try harder, I will do better, then you're admitting that you think you can be your own deliverer, your own Savior from this body of death. And that is not the answer of a Christian. That is the answer of one who is still enslaved to sin. The answer of one who still doesn't understand that the law always condemns and that you will never be righteous by the law. That is the answer of one who still doesn't see just how black their heart is, how horrendous their sins are. If, on the other hand, your answer is like Paul's, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ. If you rely not on yourself, but plead to God to be merciful to a poor, miserable sinner, then you do know the seriousness of your sins. And like a little child that is dearly loved, the Son has revealed to you his Father, the one who loves you in his Son. If you see that everything depends upon this, upon Jesus' death and resurrection from the dead, the one who gave his life to save sinners, then you know what it is to be a Christian. To live a life of repentance and dependence upon Jesus, not just once, but every single day. And in Jesus Christ, crucified for your sins, you have been set free from sin and death. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. No condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. You do not need to try to justify yourself. You do not need to try to carry the load of your past sins. You can't do it anyway. Listen instead to Jesus. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. It is only those who refuse to admit their sin and guilt, who refuse to believe that Jesus carried all of their sins, who refuse to let him be their Savior from sin and death, it is only those who bear a heavy burden in this life. But for those who are in Christ Jesus, for those who have been baptized into his death and resurrection, for those who have received his word and his forgiveness and his life, there is freedom, peace, and joy and rest. A yoke of freedom he has put on you, but it is not heavy. The only burden, knowing that a righteous man had to give his life to save yours. But this righteous man did it willingly because he loves you. He carried the immense weight of the sins of the entire world. All 7.8 billion people who are alive at this moment, every single man and woman who has lived ever since Adam and Eve, and every human who is yet to be born and live in this fallen creation, he carried the entire load. You know the pain and suffering that your sins have caused to others. Perhaps you can understand the pain that it has brought to God as well. You know that you can never repay him for what you have done. You know that you can't even stop sinning. But that is why Jesus came. That is why he carried his cross. His burden certainly was not light in this life, for he took up all of these sins and he gave his life in payment. He does what you and I can never do. He sets us free. He breaks the chains of sin. He fulfills the law in your place so that you will be declared righteous. His yoke for you is as simple as this. Believe and be baptized, and you will be saved. Admit that what he says is true. You are a poor, miserable sinner. and then receive His free absolution. Your sins are forgiven. Just like that. Because He has paid the price. Because He says that they are forgiven. And then come into His house and take and eat and take and drink His body and blood for forgiveness, freedom, life, and peace. You have come to God's house today because you believe the word of your Savior. You do know the weight of your sins, the guilt that they bring, and you know that you need forgiveness and rest because you cannot carry these things alone. He carried the weight. You don't have to. You are forgiven. Be at peace. Rest in His love. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guards and keeps your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Ryan Wendt. You've just listened to a sermon preached at Christ the King Lutheran Church in Billings, Montana. I hope that you heard God's law that reveals your sin and His precious gospel, the good news of salvation in Jesus Christ, that your sins are forgiven for His sake. These sermons are posted not as a replacement for gathering together with other believers around Christ's word and sacraments, but for our members who are away at school, at work in foreign countries, or who for some other reason are not able to be with us regularly. If you've been listening and do not have a church home, please consider contacting us through our website, and I will be happy to help you find a faithful congregation and pastor near where you live. Or if you're listening to us locally, why don't we get together for a few minutes and talk more about what we believe? If you'd like to support the work the Lord is doing through His Word in this congregation and in our community, please get in touch with me through our website. The Lord's richest blessings to you this week and always in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.